From 90.7 WMFE News, good morning. I'm Tom Parkinson. The latest figures from the state show Florida's unemployment rate is continuing to decline. The overall statewide rate for April dropped to 8.7%, down from a 9% jobless rate in March. That statewide rate is the lowest unemployment rate since January 2009, and the state's job growth has been positive for 22 consecutive months. However, economic analyst Hank Fishkind says one of the major reasons for the improving unemployment numbers is a decrease in the number of people in the job force. He says the figure to watch in this case is the number of jobs created on a year-over-year basis, and he says that figure is disappointing.
It is. We've seen a deceleration of job growth. For the 12 months ending January and February of 2012, job growth was running at about 70,000. But that's slowed down now to just 41,600 on a year-over-year basis for the 12 months ending in April. That's a significant slowdown in job creation.
So just to be clear here, Hank, because we're dealing with a couple of different sets of figures, the unemployment rate did decline slightly. The figures you're citing are a year-over-year comparison. Now, why do you feel that those figures give us a more accurate reading than the month-to-month job gain or job loss numbers?
There's so much variability in the month-to-month numbers, both because of measurement and because of seasonality. And so it's very difficult to interpret a month-to-month change in Florida. The more reliable method I've found over the years is to look at the year-over-year rate because that is not affected by seasonality.
Now, the unemployment rate did decline in April this last month, but only by a fraction of a percent. It was a decrease nonetheless, though, to 8.7 from 9. But some analysts are saying that that's partly because there's a smaller pool of job seekers. Some job seekers apparently have simply given up. Does your analysis back that up, Hank?
That's exactly what's happening, Tom. We've had a reduction in the people looking for work of 33,000 over the last month and a gain of only 4,000 in employment. So most of the improvement in the unemployment rate was caused by that shrinkage in the labor force. People just became discouraged.
Really? You know, that's really pretty phenomenal for more than 30,000 people to just disappear from the labor pool. Who are these people and where did they go? Did they leave the state and to look for work elsewhere?
Well, most of them are probably still here in Florida, Tom. What we're seeing happen nationwide and here in Florida is that people who are over age 55, who lost their jobs during the Great Recession, are having tremendous difficulty finding jobs again. And many of them are retiring early or simply dropping out of the labor force.
And that's true here in Orlando as well as the rest of the state?
Yes, that is what's happening here as well. Locally, our employment situation is a little better than the statewide average, but not much. But much of the reduction in the unemployment rates here in Central Florida is caused by that same phenomenon of a shrinking labor force, not as strong growth in employment.
However, in the Orlando metro area, we did have a net gain in job creation over the year. So why is that? Why are we doing better?
Tourism. Tourism is doing better, and it really is the strength of our local economy, despite the fact that there were significant losses in construction employment and in business and professional services. The strength in tourism offset those for the Orlando metropolitan area.
And as you point out, Hank, not all business and industry sectors did as well as the tourism industry. The construction industry in particular continued to shed jobs, both statewide and regionally. Here's what Rebecca Russ, chief economist for the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, had to say about that.
The housing sector is the one component of the economy that's holding back the growth. And as these foreclosures are still very high, we have to wait for the housing sector to clear. The home values have been low and financing has been difficult for households. So that certainly is contributing to our modest growth.
So do you agree with that analysis, Hank? How much is the housing slump dragging down the employment market?
Well, it's significant. Construction is the biggest loser in terms of job growth sectors in the state and locally, Tom. But we've had job growth statewide, and we're having household formation, so we are absorbing that inventory. The problem, as Rebecca clearly said, is that now we have another whole wave of foreclosures that's bringing more inventory into the market that will continue to depress housing starts. But at some point, we'll stop shedding construction workers. The sector has shrunk by more than 50%, so we must be getting towards the end of that shrinkage. And therefore, the overall jobs growth numbers will get a little better because they won't have that dampening factor from construction.
Now, while the Orlando metro area did add some jobs, the Daytona area lost jobs year over year. What's behind the trouble in Daytona, Hank?
Well, the big trouble in Daytona is construction and also business and professional services. But I was surprised to see even a loss in their leisure and hospitality sector, which reflects the deterioration that's occurred, especially in Daytona Beach itself, in the beaches area, Tom.
Likewise, the Melbourne Palm Bay metro region also saw a net job loss. Now, this would be easy to blame all of this on the loss of the shuttle program. And of course, that's behind a lot of it. But there have been some months when that metro area appeared to be turning the corner.
Yeah, it did. We're starting to see the second shoe sort of drop from the shrinkage of the shuttle program. Also, they had ongoing losses in construction. But unlike Daytona Beach, they did have a gain in their leisure and hospitality industry, and that'll be the source that, along with business and professional services, ultimately will be the source of the recovery in Melbourne.